That right hand, right? Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, that's clean right there. And just pop it. Good. Just pop it. There you go. Good and clean. Good and clean. Ready? Go. Going back. Bam, bam, right there. Oh, there we go. Got it. Here we go. You got it. That's it, Jeremy. Right there. Stay with it. As you go, stay with it.
I've always been impressed by Jeremy because I knew him in college and I saw how he grew up, what he went through, the 2 knee injuries. So I knew he was a tough kid. And so when he got here, even though he knew he was going to see a lot of coverage, you know, big expectations on him because of the offense, what had happened the year before, he was going to deliver.
I think the expectations were pretty high that he was going to change, you know, the passing game. You wanted to see him take the top off. You know, you wanted to see him really push the field and open things up even more.
It was cool to see for the first time in a long time where as a fan, as a media member, you're like, okay, that's what they really need help on. And then that's exactly what they went
and did. Looks like they're going to blitz. Quick hot read. Over the middle, it's caught. Touchdown! Kansas City! Jeremy Maclin with the first wide receiver touchdown for Kansas City since December 8th of 2013.
He was a weapon I don't think we've seen here in a long time in Kansas City.
He was everything they could have hoped he would have been.
Let's go! Let's go!
You saw him each week get better. You saw him making more plays, and you saw how it affected the whole offense.
Again, a clean pocket right for Maclin. Deep right side, caught it! Touchdown! Kansas City on a deep bomb of 41 yards, and Maclin is trying to give it right.
When he was in this offense prior, he was mainly kept in the same spot. DeSean Jackson was the one they moved around and shifted from slot to right to left and all over the place. That was really more the role of what Jeremy had in this offense. They used him a bunch of different places, whether it be in the slot or the outside, whether it be the underneath crossing routes, whether it be pushing the ball up the field 15, 20 yards, or even taking a streak down the sideline or a deep post down the middle.
Post and 10 from the 20. Quick strike over the middle. It's Maclin. Maclin's got plenty of real estate.
Jeremy's more blue collar than your average receiver. I think he cares about his touches. He cares about his yards, but he also cares about blocking.
To the center of the field around TJ Ward. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
You know, when you look at that play and most receivers you watch a running back rip off that kind of run and you just want to watch it and, you know, kind of enjoy it, jog a little bit. But he saw T.J. Ward running across the field and saw a chance to make a block that may or may not have helped the play. But in his mind, that's what he had to do. And again, that's who Jeremy is.
Focus. Ball going to be moving a little bit. Go out here and make plays, and let's be accountable, all right?
Yes, sir.
Wide outs on 3. 1, 2, 3.
I think the moment that really stands out is when he got hurt in the playoff game at Houston.
Now he throws right side. Caught by Maclin. Peels to his right shoulder. Now turns back left, and then he is smothered.
Knowing what he's gone through already in his career with a couple knee injuries, and that was initially the belief was that he'd hurt his knee again, and just seeing the passion in him, the way he wept.
Jeremy Maclin, I believe, is being tended to right now, and they're being very, very cautious with him. They have not moved him since he went down.
Watching it from the outside, it felt like, you know, it wasn't just I got hurt again. I think he wanted to do so much for this team.
Injury report came out on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and they're talking about limited participant practice. I'm like, no way. Because I was in Houston. I saw, like, the tears are running down his face.
Jeremy Macklin's very emotional as he came off. He got twisted in the pile. Didn't look like it was much of a tackle. You could just see it in his eyes and his face.
He's seen bad knee injuries before, and all of a sudden, he's back out there.
For a guy to go through that, end up with a high ankle sprain, and go out there the next week against New England.
And he's not at 100%. Heck, he probably wasn't 75% at the time. For me, that's one of the big memories of 2015 out of Jeremy Maclin, a guy that just, I mean, didn't matter the circumstances, was going to get out there and play.
Let's go!
I think the potential is very high for Jeremy in this offense.
We got a chance for something special, man. Don't let this opportunity slip away, man.
Do it.
Hey, play for each other. Play for yourself. Let's go out here and have fun, man.
Osho on 3. 1, 2, 3. Osho!
He knows the offense, has a background with the offense. I think a year together with Alex Smith is only going to grow. That relationship builds as a quarterback and receiver. I can attest that's something that builds over time, and you gain more and more confidence, and you understand you guys are on the same page.
Well, he's raised the standards now. I would expect him to get a career high this year in catches. I think he'd want to be up, you know, in the 90 catch range now. I think he'd want to be around 1,500 yard receiving if he could get there. I think he'd want to get 10, 12 touchdowns. I think he can do that in this offense because the more you play in the system, the more productive you become.